The Nineveh Constant. I've saved the best for last. Maurice Chatelain, the director of communications for NASA's Apollo program while working for North American, a major defense and aerospace contractor, published some incredible cycle research in his classic book, Our Ancestors Came from Outer Space. What do you get when you mix together 240 cycles of the 25,920-year precession? And who might have known about it? Chatelain studied the Sumerian clay tablets, which were apparently written in 700 BC, and described events that took place 3,000 years before they were imprinted. The Sumerian tablets were first translated in 1872 by George Smith, a young English Assyriologist. Chatelain explained how he found a tremendous new cycle on these same tablets. Among the tablets translated by Smith was a certain quantity that contained nothing but numbers, fantastically huge numbers, apparently derived from very complicated calculations. The translation into our decimal system was finally published a few years ago, and one number stood out. It consisted of 15 digits, 195,955,200,000,000. Many specialists in different countries tried to find out what this fantastic number could have meant 3,000 years ago to the Assyrians, who were not known to be great mathematicians or astronomers. It seemed that Assyrian King Assurbanipal must have found this number somewhere, probably in Egypt or Chaldea or even in Persia. I personally discovered the existence of the number in 1955 when I had just arrived in California. Then in 1963 in Paris, when I was told about the calendar of the Mayas, who also calculated with enormously high numbers, I remembered this number from Nineveh and began suspecting that it could somehow prove there was a tie between the Assyrian and the Maya civilizations. At that time, I made some calculations, which showed that the Nineveh number could also be expressed as 70 multiplied 7 times by 60. Then one day, I remembered that the Sumerians used calculations based on multiples of 60 more than 3,000 years ago. We still do not know for sure who the Sumerians were and where they came from, but we have found out that they were truly great astronomers who knew the revolution periods of all the planets of the solar system, including Uranus and Neptune. They were the ones who divided the day of 86,400 seconds into 24 hours of 60 minutes with 60 seconds each. Immediately, the realization came to me that the number of Nineveh represented the value of a very, very long period of time, expressed in seconds. It did not take long to calculate that the number of Nineveh with its 15 digits was equal to exactly 2,268 million days of 86,400 seconds each. That was a good start, but did not answer the main question. What did this huge time span of more than 6 million years, about 6.2 million to be exact, stand for? Did you catch that? The Sumerian cycle is 6.2 million years long. 10 of those cycles are 62 million years long, which is exactly the length of time Mueller and Rowe discovered as a cycle of sudden species evolution in the fossil record. Now we may be seeing yet additional information suggesting that the ancients knew about these cycles, even on a galactic level. I was truly astonished when I first realized how this Sumerian cycle fit in with the evolution we see within the fossil record. It really does demonstrate how knowledgeable our ancient ancestors were and how much of a story there is behind the 2012 prophecies. Let's continue with Chatelain as this isn't even half of what he discovered with this cycle. This 6.2 million year cycle was certainly longer than the age of man on Earth. Then the thought flashed in my mind that the clever Sumerians were familiar with, among other things astronomical, the precession of the equinoxes. When I first read this part in 1993, I didn't understand what the precession was, and I found it all highly frustrating. But now I know, and it is very exciting. This movement of the precession has a cycle of about 26,000 years, or 9.450 million days of 86,400 seconds each. When I divided the Nineveh number by the cycle of the precession of the equinoxes, also called the Big Year, I had the greatest surprise of my life. The sacred number of Nineveh divided exactly into 240 big years of 9.450 million days each. The Sumerians, an ancient culture, were tracking a cycle that is a direct subdivision of the 62 million year cycle in the fossil record. This 62 million year cycle also shows up as a galactic octahedron, or cube, that our solar system seesaws through as we travel along. Better yet, this same Sumerian cycle, 1/10 of the 62 million year fossil cycle, can directly subdivide into the precession of the equinoxes by a factor of 240. Knock off the zero, and you have 24, which is 2 times 12. And we've already seen how prevalent 12-sided geometry is. We may now have a unified model that directly links the precession to the 62 million year evolution cycle.